Does such a thing as a real universe exist? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Does such a thing as a real universe exist? The universes humanity experiences are created by their limited thought. But does a real universe exist? A universe that is not limited by man's thought? A universe that is beyond and transcends all of the limitation that we have for this. Is there such a thing as that? Have we thought about it? Have we wondered about it? Have we placed it into our consciousness? Have we given it any reality? Do you mean to say that placing it in our consciousness and giving it reality is how it gets reality? Yes, indeed, that's just how it does. Because each of us is the creator of our world. Each of us is the creator of all the experiences that go into our world. Each one of us is a magnificent being filled with power and love and joy and harmony and goodness. Each one of us is a most amazing being. However, do we recognize that we are a most amazing being? Do we recognize that we have this power to create in our universe all things that are exciting and meaningful to us? Probably not. Probably not. And the reason that I say probably not is that all of our life we have been told that what you see is what you get. And what you see is what you are. And these are things that are the reflection of what's going on in your mind. And that's true. That's very true. What is going on is in your world, in our world, is a reflection of what's going on in our mind. Now, do we have the capacity to think in a broader, more fantastic scope of looking at the universe for what it really is? Now, have you ever thought, what really is the universe? Is the universe just this playground that we know it? Just this series of planets and satellites and the wonderful stars and the galaxies and the universes that we look out upon in the night sky or even through the wonderful blue of the day? What is this? What is this land upon which we stand we call Earth? What is this body in which we live, which we feel is so temporary and so insubstantial? What is this thing that we are? Well, it's a game. Oh, I've heard that before. Yes, but it is a game. And as the Absolute Philosopher, we have the opportunity to think about this game in any meaningful way that we feel is going to be beneficial to us. Now, there are many people who have lived great lengths of time, and we don't know about them because we think in short lengths of time. Now, if we were to begin thinking in great lengths of time, if we were to begin thinking that life extends far beyond this fragile experience that we know, then we would begin to experience something far beyond that. There was a time in the Bible story where man lived many hundreds of years. And of course, that's only what we are told. That's only what was revealed by the counting of the years. But how many people lived even beyond that? How many people lived even beyond the time limits that we know about? Did Adam and Eve, as we think about them in the Bible, and truly they are fictitious characters, did Adam and Eve live far beyond 100, 1,000, a million? How long did they live? Well, Herb, you're being very facetious here, talking about 1,000 and million years. No, not really. Not really. Because time is nothing. Time has no reality. Space has no reality. Our scientific realizations are coming to that very conclusion right now. And still we claim that there's time and space because we have our calendars and we have our birth dates and we have our death dates and we have the creation stories of whatever we want to have creation stories about. Does such a thing as a real universe exist? If it does, how do we get in contact with this real universe? How do we begin to understand this real universe as something important to us? How do we begin to make use of it and enjoy it? How do we begin to let go of that limited universe that was created by our thought into the absolute universe that knows no limitation, knows no thought, knows nothing except its own perfect, beautiful self? Well, one of the best ways to become interested in what the real universe is to begin to think that everything we could imagine or dream about is possible. Everything that we could delight in our hearts is possible. Everything that is wonderful for us is possible. Do you want to experience everything that is wonderful? Do you want to be all things that are good and beautiful and true? Do you want that? If you do, then it is time to change the thinking that we have from that which we say we don't have it to that which we say we do. We know just on our normal day-to-day activity, if we say to ourselves we cannot do a specific thing, we cannot do it. If we say to ourselves that we are not aware of something, we are not aware of it. And the reason that we're not aware of it is that we choose not to be aware of it. It's not that the awareness does not exist. The awareness exists very readily. But we choose to be unaware that it is there. Just for instance, you're standing wherever you are, and you're looking forward at whatever you're looking at. Perhaps your television screen, your monitor on your computer, whatever it is you're looking at. Now behind you is an entire world. Out of your peripheral vision is an entire world that's going on. Many wonderful, fabulous things are happening in that world, and you have not tuned into it. Now, you might be aware of it. You might say, I'm being chased by something, and you're running forward so that you are unaware of what it is that you're being chased by. And there, that lets you be unaware of it. That lets you be untouched by it. But are you really unaware of it? Are you really untouched by it? Are you really free from what is behind you just because you don't see it? And, of course, the answer is no. You are touched by everything, whether you see it or not. You are responsible for enjoying things in life, whether you are participating in them consciously or not, because they are touching your life right now. The atmosphere which you breathe is touching your life right now. The water which you drank from the well or from the faucet in the sink or wherever you received your water, it is touching you right now. The circumstances that are going on in your family that you may not know about right now. Perhaps your mother is going to come and visit you. Perhaps you're going to have a wedding in the family, and you're going to bring new members to the family and new exciting experiences to the family, and you have no idea how that's going to happen. You know, you meet someone and you fall in love with them, and you see love at first sight, and you dash out and get married, and then you come home and you tell your family, I got married. Who did you marry? You were a single person yesterday, and now today you're married. You ran off and got married. Well, how wonderful. And can we meet the bride? Can we meet the person who is making your life so wonderfully happy and harmonious? Now, our whole family is completely changed by something that we had not known was existing not more than a matter of moments ago. Yet it had happened the day before, and we didn't even know about it. You see, in our life, in our world, there are many things that are happening. You say, well, Herb, these are such mundane things, they really don't have anything to do with the significance of the absolute philosopher, with does our real universe really exist? Well, if we can get to the fundamentals and understand the fundamentals of how our universe really does exist, then we can reach into the more absolute aspect of it. But if we don't even understand the fundamentals, if we don't realize that there is a world going on around us that we are fully aware of, and yet we choose not to be aware of it, that there are activities going on in this universe that are significant in our lifetime, in our experience, and we don't even know about them. We have no idea what's going on because we have not put our consciousness there. Well, how do we put our consciousness on everything? Well, we don't put our consciousness on everything. We are everything. Whether we like it or not, the marriage of our brother to his sweetheart is something affecting our family. Whether we like it or not, the things that are going on by members of our family elsewhere in the world are affecting us. Whether we like it or not, that our house burned down and we don't know about it yet, it affects us. Or that our parents moved out of their home into a beautiful new home and we are off traveling around the world with friends, and when we come home we look for our house and lo and behold some new family live there, and we say, what happened? Well, your parents built a new home in the country. It's located at such an address. So you go out there and you say, my goodness, I didn't know that you did this. I didn't realize. Well, just because you didn't realize it does not make it that it didn't happen. And as we become more and more aware that the things in our world do happen, that the things in our world are conscious and available to us to know about, and that they are significant, then we begin to widen our view, and as we widen our purview of what goes on in our world, many wonderful and exciting things become aware to our consciousness, and we are alert to them. It's exciting and wonderful. But is there such a thing as a real universe? And the real universe has all existing right now, this moment. Nothing is happening. Nothing has happened. All is in a state of isness. This is what the absolute philosopher is all about. All is in a state of having been done right now. It is complete right now. There is nothing to do, nothing to say, nothing to be. All is done right now. But that doesn't sound very exciting. That doesn't sound very meaningful. That's true. To our human attitudes and to our human experiences, that does not sound very exciting. But stop and think. Just because you don't know a person, and today that person may be many miles away from you, and tomorrow you meet that person, and you feel a simpatico, and your entire life changes, you get married, or you have a dear friendship with that person, and or maybe you even have a cooperation with them as you work together on developing some new wonderful ideas that you have, some patentable ideas or some magical industry that you're working with. Or perhaps you go to your job, you've just changed jobs, and as you go into your office there or plant or wherever you're going, and you see all the people there. And then one person comes up to you and says, I'm your associate, I'm your assistant, I will be working with you. Well, how great. And you either instantly take to them or don't, according to how they present themselves. Now, they were always there. Your job was always there. You always knew. Now, take 20 years down the road and you're at that same job. You know it perfectly. Now, let's take 20 years back down the road from before you did. You still knew it perfectly, but you didn't know that you knew it. Now, what we are interested in recognizing right now is that, does a thing as a real universe exist? Yes, it certainly does. Are we able to be aware of this real universe and experience it and know about it? Yes, we can. The universes that humanity experiences are created by limited thought. The universes that exist, the universe that exists, is unlimited. And so, as we begin to learn or train ourselves to be unlimited, then we have some great, beautiful awarenesses coming into our life. But once the awareness comes into our life, we don't know that we didn't know it. And so all of a sudden, we are aware, and we are unaware that we were unaware before, because now we are aware. And if this sort of didactism doesn't give you a little bit of a headache sometimes, it's you're really doing super, because you are aware of all things right now. You are the divine in all things right now. You are the magnificence in all things right now. Topics for Absolute Philosopher are kind of unique. We'll be touching base on many different areas. None of them is attempting to coordinate anything, because in Absolute Philosophy there is no coordination. There is only the allness and the is. But we will talk about many and sundry things that can be of interest and can guide us as we become aware of who and what we are. Have a lovely time, have a lovely evening, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.